AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden ended his re-election bid 2 weeks ago today, and at that time, he trailed former President Donald Trump in all seven battleground states. ABC political director Rick Klein says that has changed ever since Vice President Kamala Harris became the presumptive Democratic nominee.
According to the polling averages, Kamala Harris has eaten into that edge or erased it and turned it around entirely in all of those states. The big three battleground states that are at the top of that list, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, those three alone almost certainly would deliver Harris the presidency. She's now leading in all three of those states.
She has spent the weekend meeting with some possible contenders to be her running mate. The two will begin touring battleground states on Tuesday. The world watching the Middle East, Iran expected to retaliate against Israel after recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, and President Biden's declared a disaster for Florida as Debbie expected to make landfall tomorrow as a hurricane. This is ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio. For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Early voting is underway for Wisconsin's August 13th primary. Nonpartisan outreach groups are trying to convince lapsed voters to cast ballots again. Here's Mike Moan.
Rhonda Lindner of the Wisconsin Interfaith Voter Engagement Campaign, as part of their mission, is to connect with registered voters from different political backgrounds who sat out the midterms in 2022. She says it's not just about bombarding them with information.
Listening to them, valuing what they have to say, and understanding why perhaps they've been disengaged for a while.
In this election cycle, Lindner's team sent out more than 1,600 postcards with handwritten messages to low-propensity voters in select areas. Lindner says getting people at least thinking about voting again can eventually pay off, especially if loved ones are part of the conversation. Reminding individuals about the importance of local elections versus national races has been a long-standing approach, but Lindner says it's still another important tool.
Oftentimes, these are voters who are just thinking on the national level of a presidential election. They're not considering the down ballot races.
Some legislative districts will be more competitive after the state Supreme Court ordered fair political maps. Organizers hope new names on the ballots will spur voter interest. Meanwhile, the ballot questions have to do with who should have more control at the state level, either the GOP-led legislature or the governor's office, in making use of federal funding for Wisconsin. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose in D.C. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a rally going in the eighth but came up short. They lost to the Nationals on Saturday 6-4. Milwaukee starting pitcher Aaron Civale gave up 5 runs in 4 innings. Pat Murphy.
I think you got to give credit to Washington first, and then they put the ball in play off Aaron when they had to.
Although the Brewers have led their division, for some reason, they've struggled this year against losing teams like the Nationals, the Rockies, the Marlins. Out of 15 games, they have a record of just 6-9 against those three teams. NFL, Family Night, a success in Green Bay. 61,000 fans, quarterback Jordan Love.
Training camp's been good so far. Great practice going against a great defense every day. A lot of great competition, but that receiver room, tight end room, all those playmakers, man, they're looking great.
And former Packer linebacker Julius Peppers, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton.
Thank you to the people of Wisconsin and Green Bay fans all over. Go Pack, go. That was 3 of the best years of my life.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies, a light southwest wind for today. Highs warming to the upper 80s. Tonight, increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms developing. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. Storm chance continues into Monday. Highs in the upper 70s. Currently 77 degrees.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Neenah. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the hilarious and deadpan comedy stylings of Tom Ryan. And Green Bay band Ask Your Mothers, Eric and Adam, will join me to perform in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9.
You can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners. Awareness partners. Awareness partners.
Continue with the music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. A couple of great birthdays today. A couple of great singers. Tony Bennett and Robert Mitchum. Wait a minute. Robert Mitchum? Yeah, happy birthday, Robert Mitchum. Made an album, was never released. Why? I don't know. Anyway, we salute Robert Mitchum, Tony Bennett. And the music of the stars.
All aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you couldn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but I keep regretting, in spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart. The night that you told me those silver lies, I tried, there's no forgetting when you appear. And I sigh, but I keep regretting, in spite of my tears, the devil was in your heart. Was in your eyes.
Mitchum. Saturday mornings and afternoon, you join Rick Johnson right here on WRJN. And Terry Havel. And weekdays, Don Rosen in the morning. Bennett's birthday.
I was a great friend of the magnificent, handsomest man in the whole world, Cary Grant. And he said, when you play Britain, make sure you play the Palladium. So I said, on my 85th birthday, I'd like to celebrate it by playing the Palladium. And that's how it happened. On an evening such as this. Through the years, I've been very fortunate to have a lot of records that sold very well. And so I do a whole section of songs that the public's familiar with. There's some songs from my duets album and also just good performing songs, songs that I know work for an audience that the audience likes. Someone
who cares like me. It has to be a great honor to have been asked to do this show because it's his 85th birthday celebrations, which I think that's wonderful, really, and that he's singing so phenomenally well. It makes you feel good. My heart
wants to know. Just such an honor to sing with Tony, and I'm so excited that he asked me to perform with him. His voice is amazing. It's got so much texture and power, and it's always nice to sing with people that have that in their voice, and he just is an amazing singer to sing with.
The darkness will hide me. It's such an intimate theater, and what I love about it is you could feel the citizens of Britain when they come here. This is a very special theater to them. This is the way they like to see a show.
Tonight, happy birthday, Tony Bennett. Tonight, Tony Bennett marking a milestone. This week, turning 94 years old.
I will feel a glow just thinking of you.
And this evening, so many famous names celebrating him.
I'm in heaven.
Lady Gaga saying, happy birthday. You hold such a special place in my heart. And Sting.
Just thinking of you, and the way you've lived, and the way you've lived, and the way you've lived your life.
Tony Bennett, happy birthday.
I know it all.
Leslie Odom Jr. and his message.
Not only have you managed to preserve your voice, that glorious voice, the God-given instrument that you have, you've also preserved your joy for decades.
And we remember what Tony Bennett once told me not so long ago about the secret of a long life.
I've never worked a day in my life because I love what I do, and I just love the fact that I'm getting away with it.
And Stevie.
musical, Pickwick.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I rule the world, every man would be as free as a bird. Every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure each day that occurred. My world would be a beautiful place where we would weave such wonderful dreams. My world would wear a smile on its face, like the man in the moon has when the moon beams. If I rule the world, every man would say the world his friend. There'd be happiness that no man could end. No, my friend, not if I
did an acting job in the Oscar. Outside of that, he was for Columbia one of their biggest recording stars. And yet, I don't think Columbia respected him. They told him he was old hat. Finally, Tony's son put together a program of new tunes, and his career had a great resurgence. So go figure. He recorded some things he didn't want to, but they were considered hits. Well, they were hits, just not by Tony. Talent out there in Hollywood. One of my favorite singers, by the way, happens to be Seth MacFarlane. Vincent Price did a musical. Yeah, Vincent Price. Here's a tune from that. The Sunset Tree from Darling of the Day.
Alice, look at me. Whom do you see?
You, love.
That's right. I've told you, Alice, that I have with you exactly the kind of life I want. And damn it all, my sweetheart, come hell or high water, let's keep it that way. When April's dreams are over and all her songs are sung, when the years are old and the hills are old and only our hearts are young, then every sweet small wonder will still more wondrous be in the brave new light of a world grown bright under the sunset tree. Under the sunset tree, let youth have its apple blossoms fair on the bough above, but not so fair as the fruit we share in the harvest time of love. Spring is a young man's fancy in a world that is fancy-free. But to know the grace of a warm embrace when the heart is folly free is to know why that bold leaf turns to gold under the sunset tree. Under the sunset tree.
Youth have its apple blossoms fair on the bough above, but not so fair as the fruit we share in the harvest time of love.
Spring is a young man's fancy in a world that is fancy-free.
But to know the grace of a warm embrace when the heart is folly-free
is to know why that bold leaf turns to gold under the sunset tree.
Under the sunset tree.
Under the sunset tree.
Vincent Price and Patricia Rutledge. East of Eden, Leonard Rosenman.
Thank you. always good on the first night back to have a good friend whom I've always admired. I think he's one of the funniest men that's ever worked on records, nightclubs, stage, wherever. Good friend, Mr. Bob Newhart. That's an ovation, yeah.
An ovation?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I've been on with Rickles so much, I can't tell an ovation.
Oh, really? We tell from night after night. We can tell. And so
I want to say,
it's a real ovation.
I am not here to plug anything. I have nothing to plug. I saw the Basie band last night, but that's not a plug.
That's
because
not really.
They're gone from there. They aren't there anymore.
So that
people
count.
Even wanted to go see them, they couldn't see them.
You have no album out?
I have
a
no
book?
Album out. I'm doing Rickles special. I'm not plugging that because it's for him to plug.
That's right.
I couldn't care less.
That's true.
Well,
get the check.
Get the money.
Not your problem. It's his.
Run to the bank.
I don't know whether we can really do an interview, you see, if you don't have something.
No, I just felt that you sometimes get the feeling maybe people are using you and just come out here to plug and they don't really care for you. I genuinely like you, John, and I'm just...
You just wanted to come?
Just here to tell you that.
Well,
I have an appearance at Harris Club in...
That's not a plug,
in February,
really. That's
in
not
February,
a plug.
Then no one's going to mark that down, you know.
Well, that's quite a ways off anyway, yeah, so that cannot be considered a plug.
I just wanted you to know that I just... I missed you. I've stopped by the house several times and was told you were out.
That's right.
And figured this is the best way to...
Didn't get a note or anything.
How's everything?
Fine. How's everything with you?
Fine.
Good. Okay, who's next?
What are the dates in February?
Well, it doesn't matter. Then I would be plugging it.
He means what he says.
Yeah.
He did come here to be...
I didn't even prepare any notes for tonight.
To be shoddy or crass or commercial or anything like that tonight. Your show, and I've seen it, I see it quite often, is still in the top 10 shows in the country, isn't it?
Fortunately, yes.
That must make you very happy.
It makes me extremely happy.
That's what I said.
It's a wonder I do this show. I mean...
Yeah, usually when people have got a real hot show, you don't need this.
It's great being back and hosting Saturday Night Live for the second time. I hosted 15 years ago in 1980 and apparently made such an impression on them. they said, boy, we got to have this guy back as soon as possible. It's wonderful coming to New York. I don't get to New York enough, and I love the skyline, especially love the Empire State Building when it's lit up. And it always reminds me of King Kong, because King Kong is my favorite monster movie, if not my favorite movie of all time. Now, I'll get back to that in a minute. I have held a lot of different jobs. In my life, I was an accountant. I once worked for the Illinois State Unemployment Compensation Board, behind the counter, this is true. And at that time, we made $60 a week, and the claimants made $55.
This is true.
This is true. And they only had to come in one day a week. Now, it took me about a week to figure that out. So I arranged to get fired and wound up on the other side of the line and only had to come in one day a week. Now, any job I've ever taken, I always had to go through a one-week orientation program over the problems you could expect to face your first day on the job. Now, invariably, your first day on the job, the problem you faced was entirely different than was ever covered in the orientation program. All right, now to get back to King Kong. I wondered if the night that King Kong climbed the outside of the Empire State Building was also the first night for a new guard. He had gone through... He had gone through a 1 week's orientation program on the problems he might be expected to face his first night on the job. I think his first night would have gone something like this. Mr. Hennessy? Yeah. Yes, sir, I hate to bother you at home like this, but... something's come up and it isn't covered in the guard's manual. I looked in the index yesterday. I looked under unauthorized personnel and people without passes and apes and apes' toes. Apes and apes' toes. There's an ape's toe sticking through the window, sir. Well, see, this isn't your standard ape, sir. He's between 18 and 19 stories high, depending on whether we have a 13th floor or not. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a rule against apes shaping the building, so I yelled at his feet. I said, shoe ape, and I'm sorry, but you're going to have to leave, and... I know how you like the new men to think on their feet, so I went to the broom closet without signing out a requisition. I will tomorrow, yes, sir. And I started banging him on the toes with it, you know. But see, there are all these planes flying around his head, and they're shooting at him, and he's kind of swatting at them, you know. Did I try hitting him in the face with it? Well. I was going to take the elevator up to his head, sir, but, see, my jurisdiction only extends to his navel. You don't care what I do, just get the ape off the building. This could complicate things a little, sir. When he came by here, he was carrying a woman in his hand. Well, she was wearing a kind of negligee, so I doubt if she's one of the cleaning women. Well, I filled out a report on it. Yes, sir. Well, I don't think I can cover it up. No, sir. And, you know, as I said, the planes are shooting at him, and they're starting to hit him. And, you know, people are going to come to work tomorrow morning, and, you know, they're going to have to walk around the big dead ape in the street and start putting two and two together. You know? You don't care what I do, just get the ape off the building. Well, I had an idea, sir, but, you know, we're not supposed to leave our post. Well, I thought maybe I could smear the Chrysler building with bananas. Hello? 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 Thank you very much. Please. Thank you. We have a great show for you. David is here, so stick around.
It's a whole lot better when you're wearing Apple Bob shorts. Things just seem much better when you're wearing Apple Bob shorts. For work or sports, they're the only shorts. Easily the best over all the rest. Life will be so much better when you're wearing Apple Bob shorts.
Music of the Stars. Welcome aboard, everybody.
Dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab-a-dab. This monk I love but you.
Debbie Reynolds.
Dab-a-dab-a-dab. Then monkey talk. This chimp I love you too. Then we big baboon one night in June. We married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dab-a-honeymoon.
Way down in the Congo land lived a happy chimpanzee. She she loved him. Each night he would find her there swinging in the coconut tree. And the monkey gay at the break of day loved to hear his chimpy say. Abba dabba 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 said the chimpy to the monk.
trot means chimp, I love you too.
Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba said the chimpy to the monkey. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba said the monkey to the chimp. All night long they chatter away, all day long they were happy and gay, swinging and singing in the honky-tonky way. Abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba-dabba means monk, I love you. Abba-dabba-dabba in monkey talk means chimp, I love you too. Then the big baboon one night in June, he married them and very soon they went upon their abba-dabba honeymoon.
Debbie Reynolds, 1950, 2 weeks with love, became a hit in 51. Stars WRJN. Hey, Paul Harvey for decades, a daily highlight right here. WRJN covered Paul Harvey and his timeless wit and wisdom. The rest of the story, places and events over the years, all that stuff seems to ring true today. Now you can hear the rest of the story every weekday morning at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And then again, right after the 12 noon news at 12:05 with our own Cindy Huber. That's Paul Harvey and WRJN. The State Fair, the Happy Together Tour, huh? It's back again, week from today, with the Turtles, your host, Jay and the Americans at the State Fair, the Association, Wisconsin State Fair and the Farm Report. Yeah, Racine is big in farming. Well, here, farming is still a big thing, and we've got farmers covered with the farm babe Pam Yonke and the Midwest Farm Report right here in WRJN.
This is a story about a cow. It was a cow that nobody fed, and then the cow turned into a cow skeleton, and the people would walk by the cow skeleton, and then they would say, "Hey, there goes that cow skeleton." But they were wrong. It wasn't the skeleton that was going by. They were going by because the skeleton of the cow couldn't move and couldn't walk by them. And so the people thought they were like really smart and smug, and they say, "Hey, there goes that skeleton." But the skeleton wasn't going anywhere. They were going, and they were walking on their feet past the skeleton. And it shows a moral lesson about pride.
The music. That's Ken Nordine, the music of the stars. That doesn't sound like Ken Nordine. It doesn't sound like him. Stuff about animals. I got to tell you, we've got something coming down with Saving Sadie, and I'm going to promote that when the time comes. But I do have a sad note about the loss of one of WRJN's famous people, Joe Thomas, on the news. His real name, Joe Bisiglia. Joe Bisiglia passed on August 1st. He died in Kenosha. He was a resident of that city. Joe Thomas, or Joe Bisiglia, and his services are coming up. You'll hear the announcement soon, and they're going to be playing some of the movies he made on the soundtrack at the funeral home. I'll let you know more about that. Tribute to a good friend and a great talent, WRJN's Joe Thomas. And I regret to have to say that, but when the time comes, well, the music of the stars keeps on going, and that's our tribute to those who have created the very best that they could, and the stuff they created is very good indeed. Like Victor Young. Music of the Stars, that's Victor Young. And I got an Oscar for that posthumously, which is, frankly, better than nothing, I guess. But come on, never got an Oscar until that. Nat Cole does the honors on that tune. All week long, timeless hits on the Music of the Stars. Nat King Cole with a big history in North Chicago, where his dad ran the First Baptist Church. And Nat would show up on a Sunday on the piano.
Around the world, I've searched for you. I travel on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I knew somewhere, sometime, somehow, you'd look at me and I would see the smile you're smiling now. It might have been in County Down or in New York, in Cape Paris,
as happy can be, singing doodly do 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 doodly dee, doodly do 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 doodly dee, doodly do 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 doodly dee, doodly do 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 doodly dee.
Surprisingly, well, those are the Three Stooges, yeah. Surprisingly, Lawrence Welk had a number one hit for a while.
Thank you.
Lawrence Welk in Calcutta, 1960. He wrote that song. Here's Martha Ray, Music of the Star.
Once in a while, will you try to give
supposed to swing a torch song. Martha Ray. Yeah, like that. This is the Metal Saxo Band. High noon. WRJN, Racine's Hall, local news, timeless hits on the Civic Media Radio Network and the Music of the Stars. Us on Facebook, won't you? Music of the Star. Jim Amici's birthday today from Kenosha. Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.